Good morning, fellow sojourners. It is the 3rd of July, 2023, and today's devotion is titled, How Great is Our God? Following last week's teaching, I thought it would be a brilliant idea today to just have a praise party. I don't think we take enough time to just praise God. And today I'm not going to be praising God for the stuff that he's done for us. And you'll all agree with me that the word is full of stories about what God has done. And also, we each have our own testimony of what he's done in our own lives. But I want to praise and worship him today for who he is. How often do we just praise him for who he is? Think about it. We all love getting recognition for the things that we've done for others. But how much more special is it when we are just loved and appreciated for who we are? Two things I just want to quickly highlight before I start. Number one is that I have learned that when I praise God, I immediately move into a very deep relationship with him. I find that there's nothing that takes me into his presence quicker, and it immediately leads me into a place of intimacy with him, of close relationship. And think about it, the same is true for humans. The moment you are able or you are seen for who you truly are, that relationship is a deep relationship. Number two, I mentioned this last week, and that is that praise is very, very powerful. You'll remember that I quoted Psalm 8 verse 2, which reads, "Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." And so praise takes the focus off of ourselves and our enemies, and it puts it on Almighty God and his promises. And so it gives us better perspective. And so the remainder of this teaching is just going to be me reciting some of the verses I looked up for you that just show us how awesome and how good God is. And so if you're in right in the midst of the busyness of your day, I'm going to ask you to listen to this later on tonight when you can really take note of what I'm saying. Because I believe that not only is it going to teach you or maybe help you to get to a place of close relationship with God, but it's also going to drastically change your perspective of what you might be facing right now. And perhaps you want to jot down a couple of these verses. I must say that I wrote out 4 pages of verses, and I sadly can't share those all with you today. I've just selected 10 or 11. But it's so easy to find verses in the Bible that just show us how good and awesome God is. And so perhaps you can write down some others, but I'm going to urge you to continue praising and worshiping him this week. And I would love to hear some feedback from you on what it does for you. And so without further ado, I'm going to kick off with one of my favorite verses, and that is Psalm 97, verse 1 to 6. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies around him. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord, the whole earth, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Isn't that beautiful? The second one I'm going to read is also, this is in fact my favorite psalm. It's Psalm 104, verse 1 to 2. And I'm going to give you a little bit of homework just here on the side. If you can go and read Psalm 104 and Psalm 139, I tell you, it's just going to make your heart swell with pride at knowing such an awesome God. But it says in Psalm 104, verse 1 to 2, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as a garment, and who stretch out the heaven like a curtain. Isn't that beautiful? Then Psalm 74, verse 16 to 17, it says, The day is yours, the night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Man, what a great God we serve. Psalm 33, verse 6 to 9 says, By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear, and that means revere. Let all the earth fear the Lord. let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood forth. What a powerful God we serve. Psalm 139, verse 4, and these are a little bit more personal, says, "For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether." Isaiah 66, verse 1 says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist." Man. Jeremiah 32, verse 17 says, "Oh, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." What a beautiful reminder. Jeremiah 1, verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you." And that speaks of that relationship I was talking about earlier. Luke 12, verse 7 says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." Have you ever thought of that? 1 John 4, verse 16 just says, "God is love." Psalm 147, verse 5 says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite." Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I'm finding it so hard to choose verses for you, yeah. But Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever." I'm going to leave you with one last one. Isaiah 40, verse 28. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable." I don't know about you, but something shifts when I give God praise, and I want to foster a habit of praise in my life. And after this, I'm sure that you do too. I would love to hear feedback from you on your own personal praise party. And like I said, I urge you to just continue on this trajectory for this week. And I would just love to hear what it does for you. Have a blessed week, and until next week, we'll chat again. Goodbye.